Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched. Just a castaway, island lost at sea. Now I'm stranded on my own.
Stranded far from home. But come on. You remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded.
Welcome to this bonus podcast of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Justin Graham is. Thank you, Justin, for your contribution. We really appreciate it. We try to make use of these bonus podcasts for bonus songs that we love to hear, take to the desert island. And in this case, there's an extra aspect to the song that you're going to play, right, Jim?
Yeah, we lost a great, great drummer recently, Greg. I'm going to pay tribute. Not only a fantastic drummer, but one from whom I learned two invaluable life lessons.
Wow. Okay, we're going to hear that next from Jim in a second. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know when you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
We're back, Jim. What song are you going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox today?
Well, Greg, I'm going to play a song that Anton Fear played drums on. He died recently at the age of 66. Had not been playing drums for several years. He'd been struggling, I gather. But Anton Fear was ubiquitous in the New York scene of the 80s, the Lower East Side noise rock jazz experimentation scene. Originally born and raised in Cleveland, played with Pere Ubu in the late days of that band, moved to New York, right? If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. And Anton wound up playing with Bill Laswell, Jack Bruce, John Zorn, Bob Mould. He's on that Black Sheets of Rain album. And
right,
man,
right.
Mould's first post-Husker Du trio was a supergroup with Pere Ubu's Tony Maimone. Mm-hmm. Anton Fear was way in demand. Played with Carla Bley, Jamaldeen Takuma, did sessions with Mick Jagger, played with Herbie Hancock.
Wow.
That hip-hop groove merged with Herbie's jazz fusion of Rocket. Got to see him play live at the Grammys, that song. Was part of the Laurie Anderson Anderson crew, David Van Tiegum, started his career as a member of the Feelies in New York, right? And when I said life lessons from Anton, I was a super fan. Watching him play drums with this mixture of unbelievable power, but also precision, right? You know, he was not a sloppy punk drummer. He was precise in the way great jazz drummers were, and just an absolute monster player. So I said, hey, Anton, I'd like to do an interview with you. Well, this was young. Jim Dirigat is 17, 18, 19, right? Modern drummer is interested in a feature. We spent several hours in the basement of Maxwell's by the boiler, and it's 100 degrees in the middle of February. You know, Q&A. I'm enough of a drummer that I could ask him the questions, right? So here's life lesson number one. Anton was nervous about, did he deserve a feature in Modern Drummer? You know, his discography is so long, I left out Golden Palominos, right? A supergroup that's including Michael Stipe and Chris Stamey and Sid Straw and you know, that killer cover of Omaha by Moby Grape. We talk for hours. I transcribe it, which takes quintuple the time of our conversation. I made the mistake. He said he was nervous. I don't know if I belong in Modern Drummer. Yeah, of course. Look at your resume. Can I read the interview first? I said, yes. Journalists never do that, right? And then he decided he had nothing to say. And my first, you know, feature, possible cover story for Modern Drummer is down the tubes, right? Life lesson number two, Anton, who lived in a fifth-floor walk-up on the Lower East Side and kept his drums there and would haul them to a rehearsal space. He was rehearsing 7 days a week, 5 or 6 hours a day, right? I mean, he's a fantastic musician. And I remember him telling me that, and this was a point where I love playing the drums, right? And I'm wondering, what if, like, I had a chance to actually do this, right, full-time? I love playing drums, but not enough to do it 6 hours a day, every day. I like this writing thing better, you know. So the two life lessons I learned from Anton, the number of times I saw him play with different bands. I got to go with the Feelies, though, because that's where I heard him first. He's on the Crazy Rhythms album, and there's a song called Raised Eyebrows, which is an instrumental, aside from some mumbling from the band at the end. Glenn Mercer and Bill Million flipped the script. The rhythm guitars are carrying the rhythm, and the tom-toms, Anton's toms, are carrying the melody. It's like you can play melodically on the drums, which is common in jazz, but not so much in rock. So it's completely inside out and upside down. And the intensity with which he would perform live, and then the guitar solo comes in, and then the rhythm and melody merge. But it's as close as I think he ever got to a drum solo. And it's just, you know, one of my favorite tracks of all time. Raised Eyebrows from the Crazy Rhythms album by the Feelies, starring Anton Fear. Anton Fear, dead at the age of 66, a true tragedy. I've been playing my Golden Palominos, I've been playing the Feelies. And Greg, there's not even one website that has a dedicated drumography.
Yeah.
You have to go back to your vinyl albums and CDs to find Anton's credits. Every, you know, third tier character actor, you know, in Hollywood has an IMDb page, IMDb page, right?
Yeah.
But you try to find a comprehensive list of everything Anton Fear played on. It's tragic that it's not out there.
Yeah, it's that phenomenal drummer. I got to see him play live a bunch of times. The modesty that you talk about is intriguing because he was a master and he deserved a lot more attention than he ever got. Part of the reason might have been he was so self-effacing. But man, Raised Eyebrows, what a great track to play. That whole album is fantastic. If you have not heard the Feelies' debut album, folks, time to start making up for lost time right now. That is it for this bonus episode. If you've got thoughts on this episode, start a conversation in our Facebook group or leave a voice message on our website, soundopinions.org. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, and our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo. And our intern is Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.